It's Wednesday, March 29th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 20 Democratic senators have now joined with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in supporting a filibuster of the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, reports the Christian Post. That procedural hurdle requires 60 votes in the 100-seat Senate to allow a confirmation vote by a simple majority. Republicans control the Senate 52-48. The committee is due to vote next Monday on sending the nomination to the full Senate. President Donald Trump wants to free America's energy companies from the burdensome and unnecessary regulations implemented by former President Obama. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt appeared on Fox and Friends yesterday morning.
For the last several years, we've had an anti-fossil fuels, anti-growth, anti-jobs type of approach to how we do environmental regulation. And so it's good to see the president coming to the EPA to set a new course, to say we're going to be about pro-growth, pro-jobs, and pro-environment.
Team Trump cites statistics and anecdotes to show the dangers of sanctuary cities, reports Fox News. A college football prospect gunned down in his own yard. A young convenience store clerk killed over a pack of cigarettes. And a young woman murdered in front of her parents in a popular tourist area of San Francisco. All of them lost their lives at the hands of illegal aliens. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at a press conference yesterday.
DUIs, assaults, burglaries, drug crimes, gang rapes, crimes against children, and murderers. Countless loved ones would not be grieving today if these policies of sanctuary cities were ended.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti vowed to fight Trump every step of the way, despite White House threats of pulling their city's federal funding. Every staffer at the Democratic National Committee has been asked to submit a resignation letter by April 15th at the behest of the new DNC chairman, Tom Perez, who hopes to relaunch their failed brand, reports NBC News. If Jesus has changed your life and set you free from homosexual practice, your testimony is not welcome on Vimeo, not now, not ever. And if you see homosexuality as another aspect of sexual brokenness, something for which Jesus died, and something from which you can be healed, your opinion is not welcome on Vimeo. Case closed. Those are the words of Dr. Michael Brown, nationally syndicated Christian talk show host and author of Outlasting the Gay Revolution, Where Homosexual Activism is Really Going and How to Turn the Tide. David Kyle Foster, director of Pure Passion Ministries and himself a former homosexual, said, quote, "This is pure religious bigotry and censorship," unquote. More details in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In just 2 days, members at Christ Fellowship, an evangelical megachurch in Southeast Florida, prepared over 300,000 meals that will be sent to the refugee families displaced by the Islamic State terrorist organization and the ongoing civil war in Syria, reports the Christian Post. Dr. James Dobson is warning parents about the pro-homosexual message that Disney is promoting in their new live-action version of Beauty and the Beast. Dobson said, quote, "I am appalled by Disney's blatant, agenda-driven decision to introduce homosexuality into a children's classic, which originally did not include this theme. Do not be deceived. This is not something to be dismissed as trivial. These moves, done in the name of diversity, are an invasion into the intimate role of parenting. I know I will be labeled a bigot by the true bigots of the mainstream media for believing in the Bible's definition of marriage," unquote. Disney has clearly abandoned God's design found in Genesis 2:24. A man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Yesterday, we cited the Christian Post report that Timothy Miller, a Mennonite missionary, had been sentenced to a year in prison for his part in helping Lisa, a former lesbian who had become a Christian, to leave the country with her daughter Isabella back in 2009. The judge had indicated that he would turn custody of the girl over to Lisa's former female partner, Janet Jenkins, an active lesbian, if she continued to defy a series of visitation orders. That's why Timothy helped Lisa and her daughter get to Nicaragua. Thanks to a Worldview listener, we have an encouraging update. Timothy Miller has just been released from prison for 1 year with parole, so he can once again be with his family. For more information, check out the website millercase.org. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.